If your toddler has been diagnosed with autism or is waiting for a diagnosis, you're going to want to pay attention for the next 60 seconds. Happy Ladders is parent-led early autism therapy that empowers you, the parent, to teach your toddler essential developmental skills through play. Studies have shown that the parent-led model is highly effective while eliminating frustration over long wait lists or the worry about losing precious developmental time, all without the disruption of people coming into your home. Happy Ladders includes activities that target 150 essential developmental skills every toddler needs, as well as assessments in four different developmental areas. There's also an exclusive community of parents just like you and professional coaching to ensure success for both you and your toddler. To learn more, get a free trial, and take advantage of an exclusive limited-time offer for my listeners, visit happyladders.com. That's HappyLadders. Use the code TheAutismDad at checkout to save 50% off the monthly membership. Plus, get a free one-on-one session as well as access to the Tantrums and Meltdown mini course. This is a limited time offer, so act now. If your toddler has been diagnosed with autism or is waiting for a diagnosis, you're going to want to pay attention for the next 60 seconds. Happy Ladders is parent-led early autism therapy that empowers you, the parent, to teach your toddler essential developmental skills through play. Studies have shown that the parent-led model is highly effective while eliminating frustration over long wait lists or the worry about losing precious developmental time, all without the disruption of people coming into your home. Happy Ladders includes activities that target 150 essential developmental skills every toddler needs, as well as assessments in four different developmental areas. There's also an exclusive community of parents just like you and professional coaching to ensure success for both you and your toddler. To learn more, get a free trial, and take advantage of an exclusive limited-time offer for my listeners, visit happyladders.com. That's HappyLadders. Use the code TheAutismDad at checkout to save 50% off the monthly membership. Plus, get a free one-on-one session as well as access to the Tantrums and Meltdown mini course. This is a limited time offer, so act now. My name is Rob Gorski, and this is the Autism Dad Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. You guys are super awesome. I really appreciate you. If you've listened before, you're probably already aware that I like to use my platform, whether it's the podcast or the blog or social media, whatever, to help improve your quality of life. Sometimes it's connecting you with products and services and companies and organizations or people who are doing things that I think can enrich your life or your child's life or just your family life overall. And today I have two guests. They're both part of the same thing, and they're here to talk about an app that they created that is designed to help you track your child's behavioral trends. And it's really cool the way that it works. I'll let them explain it in just a second. But I just want to take a minute and welcome Michael Fondalinda and Herman Lindfelt. They are the creators of an app called Tracto, and we're going to have a conversation about how it works, how it benefits families, and sort of the problems that it aims to solve. So thank you guys for taking the time to come on a show. Michael, we'll start with you. Would you just take a quick second and introduce yourself?
So yeah, firstly, it's Rob. Yeah, thanks for having us here. Just me, Michael Fondalinda, one of the co-founders of Augmental Technologies, who develops the Tractor application we're going to talk about today. Yeah, and I've been involved in the digital health space for more than 8 years by now. And I think just on a little bit more about me, I think addressing complex problems through innovation has just always been a central theme in my life. And I think I'm pretty confident this is why I always end up in digital health, as it's a space that just, there's so much complexity. It just so much, unaddressed needs.
And Herman, take a second and introduce yourself.
Yes, Herman Lindfelt. I'm co-founder with Augmental. I'm the dad of two beautiful children as well. I've been creating software for more than 20 years. And like Michael, I'm also passionate about using technology to have a positive impact on people's health. And this last few years, really seeing that impact in the digital health side and addressing the numerous issues that we have with health systems, and so using software.
It's kind of like COVID has opened our eyes to so many different things. And technology can be used, when used properly, I think can be used to really improve the quality of life and address some of these things. So why don't we talk about the Tracto app? Michael, can you tell me a little bit about what it is and kind of what was the thought process behind it? Like, what need did you see that needed filled?
So about 3 years ago, Herman and myself, we started working with actual patients. We started collaborating with parents, with mental health care providers, the teachers, and we went in with just a learning mindset, trying to understand how technology could address some of the key problems within the space of pediatric mental health care. That's really where it started. And that's what we started learning about, you know, directly from these families, the journey that they're on and the key hurdles that these families need to go through. And that's really where it started. And some, just to highlight some of the few that we're now actively trying to address via Tractor. So to name a few, it's just firstly was working with these parents, we quickly gauged that being a parent of a child that's diagnosed with a neurodiverse or mental health condition, it's just an incredibly overwhelming responsibility. I'm sure you've spoken about this a lot. It's not something that you're prepared for. This is not something that that you know what you've signed up for. And this is a central theme you see in the over 600 parents that already use Tractor in their daily lives. So that was something where we saw that technology could play an interesting role in giving parents an ease of mind. If we delve a little bit deeper, a key problem that stood out for us is the information that's used typically within mental health abroad. It's very different from a heart condition, for example. You don't have a blood pressure measurement. That's observational information. And I think all parents can relate with this the typical clinical situation where you end up with your care provider and they ask you, so Rob, tell me about your son's symptoms over the last 6 months to 12 months. The reality is, I mean, I can't remember how my sleep was last week Monday.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I get that. I get that.
So you're like, okay, well, this is a problem that we really think technology could play an important role to create the ability to monitor instead of this typical assessment-based approach, but make the technology part of the journey and over time be able to collect information at different points in time and that allow parents to give an objective feeling at the right time. And then only at the end of the period, let's say if you look 6 months back, you're able to look at 6 months of history through a much more objective, and hopefully more accurate view. And that was something that was interesting because it was not only parents highlighted this problem. This was incredibly significantly highlighted by our different specialists that we work with, including pediatricians, psychologists, psychiatrists. So we were just quite, I must say, taken aback by that the status quo, just there's a lot of opportunity for bias and just lower quality information used for decision making. So that was something that really stood out.
Yeah, there's a lot of mental health related things are observational or subjective.
Correct.
With things like ADHD and stuff like that, like when you go to the doctor and be like, hey, my kid, I think has ADHD, it's observational a little bit. Sometimes they have you fill out, they take like paperwork to the school so the teachers can share what they've observed. And it's all like paper and pencil kind of things. It's not like, here's a link, sign in and put this information in. And it's largely subjective. So it's the teacher's opinion. Yep. Or the parent's opinion, there's no blood test or anything like that. And then you just sort of experiment with meds. And if they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. And then you move on to a different path. There is no real user-friendly, organized way of connecting all of these things together, I guess. And Herman, is that sort of what the goal with Tracto is?
Yes. So two things that the way we addressed it is, first of all, getting rid of that once a year or once every 6 months kind of big paper assessment by having small little observations more regularly. So the app helps with that. And then also connecting the parents and the teachers. The teachers can form part. The parents can invite the teacher to form part of the team on the app. So you get that day-to-day or week-to-week observations. Once again, small observations, not big assessments that has to be done. From the teachers. So you have information through the year, and it's there in a report available that you can share with your care provider. So you're giving them better information to base decisions on whether they should change the medication or other activities that must maybe be taken into account in the care plan. So just, basically what I've been doing in my career is building teams and getting them to communicate with each other. And in a way, in Tractor, we're getting that team around a child to communicate better and share information better and make it easier for them.
As a parent who's been dealing with this for a very, very long time, one of the challenges that I've had, especially when you have kids that even have like medical complications on top of autism or whatever else is going on in their life, and you have different specialists for different things in the United States, because I guess where are you guys based at?
In South Africa. But we're focusing a lot on the US market, and previous company we've worked with, we were focusing mostly on the US. So we have a bit of background context around the system there and spend some time there.
A lot of our stuff is done at the Cleveland Clinic, and they have, and there's an app called MyChart, which can track like your appointments and schedules and stuff like that. But it's largely one way. You can go and view information, but you can't really add information. It's just sort of like a digital filing cabinet or whatever of a database of everything that's gone on in your medical history since you've been there. It's helpful, but it's not really interactive. It's not really, I have access to it and the doctors have access to it, but no one's really communicating with each other. No one's really seen, hey, this just happened, and they don't get notification of something. Like it serves a purpose, but it doesn't make life a whole lot easier for situations like this, when you're trying to tease out a diagnosis or try and figure out how much of something is anxiety versus ADHD or autism related symptoms. You know, something that helps to facilitate communication, I think, and keeping that flow of information back and forth, I think, is really important, because it keeps everybody up to date. And it's not, like you said, it's not once a year filling out like 30 pages of paper trying to remember things that happened more than 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Which in COVID time anymore is like, everything's mush.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, there's different levels. So there's on the first-hand tracking observations, we just call it concerns, but it can be behavioral concerns like maybe concentration, ability to listen. It can be things around sleep, or maybe side effects from medicine, headaches, stomach aches, things like that. So there's various concern, social interactions, that anxiety, mood, things like that can be tracked. So the parent basically choose what they want to track. The teacher can choose what they're interested in tracking for a specific child, depending how they're involved. This is tracked over time. It's a simple reminder that you can set the frequency, and you track this over time, and you see whether it's increasing, improving or not improving. And then we provide some information around these concerns, tips how to improve sleep, for example, and so on, from clinical experts. So that's the one hand. The other hand, it allows you to set up your care plan, the medication activities like maybe occupational therapy, or even just things like play with the child, go for a walk, go for a run. We try and encourage those kind of activities because it has a massive impact. So you can set those up, and you can set up reminders and track adherence again. So you can see, listen, I'm actually adhering to this. Or for that week, we didn't do the daily walk around the block. So we can actually see it affected our child's sleep in the evening or something like that. So you can start seeing those correlations between what you're doing or not doing and the concerns you're tracking. And then the third aspect that we added there is also just ability to journal. So you can create journal entries, much more free form, just for your own observations as a parent, but you can also choose to share this. And the teachers, again, they can do their own observations just for themselves to help them remember things they've tried maybe in class, but also to share with the parent in a bit of a more secure environment than WhatsApp groups and those that can sometimes become a bit emotional and subjective.
Been there.
Yep. Me as well.
And Rob, to add a fourth element to it, and it's very new.
Yeah.
We literally launched it last week, where we've now launched what we call our power-up marketplace. But essentially what we've done is we've partnered with global leading mental health care specialists. And we've co-created specific courses, online courses, which are very specific to our community. Instead of having broad courses about broad topics that are not tied back to our community, It's so important as a parent to equip yourself with the skills and knowledge to really be able to, as to your best of your ability, support your child.
Yep.
It's just it's a topic that's really, it's really close to our heart, and we literally have a waiting list now of incredible dietitians, pediatricians, psychologists that are sharing the knowledge in a way that's convenient. So as a parent, for example, you're able to watch this course in small nuggets at your own pace.
Are they audio, video?
Audio and video. So video, yeah, primarily, yeah.
They're like short little classes or something.
Correct.
So instead of like scrolling through TikTok, or which I am very guilty of doing endlessly at times, it seems, you can actually get like bite-sized chunks that help you to overcome certain obstacles. Like, what are some examples of some of the classes? Or
so, as an example, one of the courses is done by a renowned clinical psychologist, and it's around the fundamentals of the parent and child relationship and emotional communication. And it's just absolutely fascinating. It's an area that parents are generally really not equipped to understand emotional communication from a child's perspective. So the course then revolves around teaching a child emotional vocabulary and equipping a parent to facilitate that kind of communication at home, which is a very important part of forming a very healthy foundation with the child. So that's one thing as an example. Some other examples are also specifically around the relationship between ADHD and anxiety, which we know is a very, very hot topic throughout the last few years. As with everything around us, we know through a lot of evidence, and I think everybody here can acknowledge, in your own close family, seeing anxiety at different levels because of all the uncertainty happening. So that's a course that's gotten a lot of good feedback from parents as well. It's just being able to understand how these things influence each other.
All right, real quick break. Starting something new. I'm going to start dropping trailers for podcasts that I'm really a big fan of. And I got a couple of friends named Brian and Sean. They have a podcast called Just Two Dads. They're absolutely hilarious. Once you guys start listening to them, you're never going to want to stop. So you have been warned. Here's a trailer. Enjoy. Make sure you guys check them out.
Hi, I'm Sean Francis.
And I'm Brian Altunian.
And together,
we are
just two dads.
That's just, we're not professionals, obviously. We know what we're doing.
This is real as it gets. Anyway, we are Just Two Dads, and we have a weekly podcast, Anywhere You Get Podcasts, where we talk about different issues that affect the special needs community, especially when it comes to raising a child and from a dad's perspective.
Look, you're watching the stopwatch and you want to make sure that we get this all in 30 seconds. You can catch us every week on Facebook, or you can catch us on our YouTube channel under We Are Just Two Dads, or podcasts wherever you get podcasts. Hope that you'll catch us weekly on Just Two Dads.
See you then.
So is this something that you're going to continually add new courses?
Yes.
Like as time goes forward?
Okay. Exactly.
For example, now we're hoping to, within the next month or two, have a sleep therapy one available. That's really just focusing on sleep and tied to ways to measure that in more detail from the app as well. So, yeah, and we busy with working with a lot of clinical experts, different levels, to just add to that content. And there's some existing, interesting, also digitally packaged care solutions out there that we want to make more discoverable and available to parents as well, so they can know about it and learn about it. Because there's other teams doing great stuff, but very little people know about it. And just making that available through a trusted source.
That's actually a very interesting topic to touch on, is the what courses we would develop. And I think our ethos is really is reaching out to the community and being what are the key questions that are then working our way backwards. And what's interesting is the feedback from the specialists we work with are really positive with that as well, very receptive, well received, to work our way really from the parent perspective first. So, that could be something that we'd love to, create a survey maybe and ask your community as well if there are key topics that they would want us to prioritize. That'd be interesting.
That's a really good idea. One of the things that I like about you guys is you're doing this for the right reasons, right? Like we've had a conversation before this episode recording, and you guys are like, you want to make a difference. and you want to impact families in a positive way. And being open to suggestions from parents, I think is a really good way to do that, because they might say, there's so many common things just dealing with, like, with autism by itself. There's sensory related things that we struggle with as parents, meltdowns, overstimulations, kind of tied to the sensory stuff, but there's feeding challenges. There's, like you said, sleep issues, issues with schools, trying to navigate how you set things up or how you help your child to reach their potential. I mean, there's potty training is another one. I mean, there's a million things that parents are scouring the internet trying to find help for, and little bite-sized classes or courses from reputable experts in those fields that's a cool thing. Every time I find a company or an organization or somebody who's doing something really cool like this, it's a reminder of how little there was back when I first started doing this. Because the idea of having something like this, and there's like an Android and iOS app, right?
Correct.
Yes.
So the idea of having this in your phone was unheard of 20 years ago when I first became an autism parent. And this is really, really cool, especially for people who are just getting started, because their entire journey can now be heavily influenced by having these tools available to them. What has the reception been? Like, how are families using this?
For the families we work with, have also given us a lot of feedback. Because I think it's probably, like you said, because we're very open to making it part of the journey. And I mean, some of the feedback we've seen parents saying, it gives them ease of mind, because they can objectively, over time, when they go back to the pediatrician, for example, share that story, but have a much more objective story. So that's the one. The other interesting use case that we're seeing is revolves around the sort of long-term journey, especially with the children. And you guys would know is over time, the social context change. Physiologically, the child also changes.
Yep.
So care needs to adapt according to those changes. And that's also where Tractor really shines, because it allows the team to be a lot more proactive about these changes and not only being aware of it as soon as red lights go on or involve conversations earlier. I mean, that's, and we've seen a lot of, there's been a lot of jokes about it from our parents, but because the way Tractor is built is both, for example, both mom and dad, just as an example, have their own versions of the application. So let's assume, you know, the dad, they say, Rob, you download the application, you create the profile, you can invite that team, which includes both parents, because it's managed by themselves. And we know that often a barrier to a child receiving the appropriate care is actually conflict between parents, because they see the side effects or symptoms differently at different times of the day. So, and we're seeing this objective conversation now happening between, you know, parents. And that's been quite valuable to see that. And then also some of the other feedback. So in South Africa, we've rolled out to a few remedial schools where the schools are now using Tractor as part of the parent-teacher relationship and communication processes or policies at the school. And there we've seen a lot of positive feedback from parents and from teachers being able to share this intimate information with each other and hold each other accountable, which has been quite interesting.
Are parents getting excited about it? Like, are they finding it to be a very positive experience?
Yes, I think overwhelmingly positive, which is really great. Also, really concrete ideas as well. For example, something that's interesting that came out is the need for a teenager-focused app. We focused it up to now on more on a kids around, you know, 3, 4. To 12, yeah. 13, where the parents are more the primary role player in the care team. But teenagers start getting active in their own care management. And then there's a lot of other ways of managing that. So that's becoming a big priority for us this year. And that's feedback coming from the parents, from the family, saying, hey, listen, we want this. And yeah, we thought about it, but now it's no. We need to provide it quicker, you know, earlier stage. So that's, you know, just that feedback and seeing how it's changing lives. The stories that we hear is you know, that's what gets us up in the day to really go on with this journey and embrace it. Is that
what is the cost for parents
to use the basic app as we have it now? Is free. The care management site, tracking the concerns, sharing, that's a free version of the app. There's some premium functionality that the parents can subscribe to that just adds a bit more, and we're going to evolve that further. But you don't need to use that to use the app and to make use of the care management. The courses that we mentioned, that's once-off payments. But we try and keep that cost like very low. Our idea is to get as many parents as possible to have access to that and to be able to afford it. And that's what's important for us.
Okay. Free. And then they can like, if they see a course that they want to take, then they can just like subscribe to that or it's a one-time thing, but then they have access to that ongoing.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Lifelong access to that. And they can complete it at their own leisure, own time, whenever that is.
How can they find you guys?
Tracto.app.
That's super easy. So like if I wanted to use this and I wanted to give my kids' teachers access to this, is it free for them as well?
Correct. Yes.
If it's just the information back and forth, the tracking part of it?
Invite the teacher via their email address and they accept and they part of, and then you can decide, you know, if you move to a different school or something, then you can remove them again. And we're very strict about data security and privacy. So that's all under the parents' control. And so they can decide who's on the team and who leaves the team and so on.
I think that's something, on the parent being in the driver's seat.
So empowering, so you guys are like wanting to really empower the parents to be able to handle all of these things without, like, on their own terms.
Yes.
Right. They can set up the structure. They can set up the framework that they want that works out best for them. So it's not like a cookie cutter kind of thing. And then they can apply the tools that are available in this app to what fits their situation best.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly that.
Okay.
And I mean, just as an example.
That's very cool.
Yeah. But I just wanted to say, as an example, if you would compare a parent and a teacher access, just purely on what data the teacher sees, the teacher only sees what they recorded, what they have added into the application. They do not have access to the parents' notes and what they're tracking. And we did it explicitly like that. So the teacher can still learn from their own activities and care progress over time, but the parent can see everything that the whole team has shared in one view. So it's really, once again, giving the parent the driver's seat.
Well, and you can see trending behavior too, right? Over time, instead of like trying to, it kind of reminds me, just because I was thinking about this the other day, of like a food log, right? Like you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to gain weight or whatever. And if you don't track everything kind of in real time as you go, it's harder to get a better picture of what's actually happening. And so when you track it daily, you know, as things happen or every meal or whatever, you can see a correlation between what you're eating and where your weight's going. So with kids in something like this, you can see a correlation between environmental factors like school or school called off or whatever, or COVID related. And you can see changes over time and you can make decisions based on data that's more accurate than trying to just recall, you know, what happened last month or how did they react when the dosage increased or something. Because like you said, like who remembers what they had for breakfast anymore? So this can be a really important tool for parents and it's free.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything you wanted to add before we close things out? Like, what do you want parents to know about Tracto?
Well, we talked a lot about what Tracto does feature-wise, but I think for me, what's important from a value side is with Tracto, I like that word empower. We want to empower the parents, the families, that they can, you know, to support them in improving their child's health and by improving the care and the information and the access to care. And so it's for us important not to create extra noise, but to allow them to, you know, make it easier for them to manage that care. So that's at the heart of what we're trying to achieve. And for us, it's also extremely important to always learn from them and to listen from them. So I really want to encourage the parents to, you know, if they have questions, if they have ideas, if they have feedback, get in touch with us. Our details is also on tractor.app. We love to hear their stories and to get that real life input and feedback and learn from that.
Michael, anything else you wanted to add?
No, I think Adam's magic words kind of summed up everything I also wanted to say. No, but Rob, just thanks I think from also just to you both and a high five virtually for all the amazing work
high five virtual.
There you go. For all the amazing, amazing work that you're doing. And I think there's not a lot of active individuals, in our community, jumping to the forefront, speaking out. We know that stigma is still very much within our community. And I think working closely mm-hmm. with people like yourself, individuals that really have the same mission at heart is, are we going to scale this and support parents? So thanks to you.
Well, I really appreciate that. And if you guys want to find the Tracto app, you can just go to tracto.app. That's super easy. That's such a great, if ever I start something, I always nab the URLs right away. And tracto.app is super easy. That's really easy to remember. But in case you can't, it'll be in the show notes and you can just click it and take it to their site. And again, the app is free. So all the tracking stuff, you don't have to pay for. So you got absolutely nothing to risk. Just give it a try. Maybe it's a really good fit for your family and it can help you to streamline communication between teachers and doctors and everything else and just sort of clear out the noise. Like Herman said a minute ago, just sort of remove some of the noise and get you more accurate information. And I think it promotes team building too. My friend Amy Nielsen wrote a book called Takes a Village. And it's true. It takes a village, especially when you have kids with additional challenges and having people on your team who can help support you is really, really important. So thank you again for coming on the show and talking to us about the app. I think parents will be able to benefit from that. And yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. We really appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a great week. Stay safe.
Cool. You too.
Thanks, Rob.
And we'll talk soon.
Yes, guys.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Before I close things out, I just want to say thank you to Michael and Herman for taking the time to come on the show, talking to us about the Tracto app. I really appreciate it, guys. You can find more information about Tracto at tracto.app. It's tracto.app. There'll be a link in the show notes below, so you can just click on that if you want. As for me, you can find me at theautismdad.com. All my social links are at the top left of the page. You can subscribe to this podcast and any one of your favorite podcast listening apps. Just hit that subscribe button. I would really, really appreciate it. If you haven't already done so, if you could also rate it, that would be very helpful. Helps me to kind of know what I'm doing right and wrong and what I can do to improve. So I hope you guys have a fantastic week, and I will talk to you next Monday. Thanks. Bye.